方法，南无赞诸色方舍，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下舍弥勒尊佛，南无十方甚深一切诸佛，南无大智文殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无普化为多尊殿菩萨，南无普化诸天菩萨，南无极乐身众菩萨，南无常住十方佛，南无常住十方法，南无常住十方身，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下舍弥勒尊佛，南无十方三世一切诸佛，南无大智文殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无普化为多尊天菩萨，南无普化诸天菩萨，南无极乐身众菩萨，南无常住十方佛，南无常住十方法，南无常住十方身，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无消灾延寿药师佛，南无极乐世界阿弥陀佛，南无当来下舍弥勒尊佛，南无十方三世一切诸佛，南无大智文殊舍利菩萨，南无大恒普贤菩萨，南无大悲观世音菩萨，南无大势至菩萨，南无清净大海众菩萨，南无大愿地藏王菩萨，南无普化为多尊天菩萨，南无普化诸天菩萨，南无极乐身众菩萨。
佛来佛和来世耶，达兰达揭陀耶，佛来佛地，三藐三菩陀耶，安知大唵毗沙奢，毗沙奢，毗沙奢，三摩揭谛沙诃，南无婆伽梵天，毗沙奢。
Chinese devotees, we wish you and everyone happy Chinese New Year. The year of the horse has come galloping in, and our brothers and sisters from Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Australia, USA, South Africa, Japan, Brazil, Russia, and Italy have gathered in Prashanti to celebrate it with you, dear Lord, and everyone present. The horse symbolizes power, initiative, and vitality. So, with Swami's blessings, we pray that the year of the horse will bring us peace, happiness, good health, and prosperity. Brothers and sisters, this year's celebration will last for 2 days, that is, today and tomorrow.
虔诚地降服在巴嘎万巴巴的莲花足下，亲爱的巴嘎万，在此，我谨代表全球华人，向您说一声新年快乐，万事如意。今年从马来西亚、印尼、泰国、新加坡、澳洲、美国、南非、日本、巴西、苏联和意大利的信徒齐聚白善地，将于今天和明天与您一起庆祝华人新年。今年是马年，马象征活力和冲劲，我们祈祷在巴嘎万的加持下，马年将是风调雨顺、和平富足、快乐幸福的。
Dear Bhagawan, brothers and sisters, it is the tradition of the Chinese to make offerings of Chinese delicacies to the gods on New Year's Day, as will be done now by the Malaysian and Indonesian children.
亲爱的巴嘎万赛兄弟姐妹们，接下来的节目是由马来西亚和印尼的儿童供奉新年祭品。
很深的观念禅定啊。
Now we shall have the welcome address by Brother Billy Fong, who is the central coordinator for Region 4.1 of Zone 4 countries. Brother Billy Fong has also been our Chinese New Year coordinator for the past 7 years. Following that, there will be a medley of songs sung by Malaysian and Indonesian devotees.
接下来我们邀请第4.1区总协调华人新年总协调 Billy Fong 赛兄致欢迎词，最后请大家随着马来西亚和印尼的信徒一起欢唱喜气洋洋的新年歌曲。
Om Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our omnipresent beloved Swami. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I would first of all, on behalf of all of us who are here today, express our heartfelt thanks and gratitude to Swami for His immense grace and blessings that we are able to once again gather here to celebrate Chinese New Year in this most holiest place on Mother Earth. I myself am indeed grateful to Swami to be once again given this opportunity, this blessing, this honor and privilege to address all of you here today. Brothers and sisters, during last year's Chinese New Year celebration, that is in 2013, we adopted the theme, Honor Our Parents Every Day. I'm pleased to inform that a couple of months later in June 2013, Thailand, Singapore, Indonesia and Malaysia got together to organize a ASEAN Human Values Drama Festival, involving the presentations of dramas by school on the theme Honor Our Parents Every Day. For this year's Chinese New Year celebration, we have chosen the theme, Sai Baba's Teachings, His Greatest Gift and Blessing for Mankind. Brothers and sisters, this is to remind all of us that we need to constantly study Swami's teaching and see how we can apply and practice it in our daily life, in order to receive the ever, ever blessings for Swami. The blessing is always there, but in order to get this blessing, we must practice Swami's teaching. Indeed, Swami's teaching is a big ocean of treasures. However, the teachings of Swami can be encapsulated in just 8 words. And coming here, if there's one teaching, if there's one mantra that we must take back, it is just these 8 very simple words. And these 8 words we must constantly, daily contemplate and meditate upon. And these 8 words can solve all family conflicts, all nation conflicts, and these 8 words alone can bring peace and harmony to the world. And these 8 words are engraved at the site of the Mahasamadhi, help ever, hurt never, love all, serve all. We must constantly reflect, whatever we say, would it hurt another person's feeling? Whatever we do, does it hurt someone? It's very simple, but it's not easy to practice. And I myself, you know, at times I do hurt people's feeling without knowing that. And my sisters, in the Dharma Wahini, Swami had emphasized that we should go back to our traditions, our religions, and our culture. Be a better Buddhist, be a better Christian, a better Muslim, a better Hindu. And our beloved Swami had very often emphasized the need and the benefits of Namasmaran. Brothers and sisters, for this year's Chinese New Year pilgrimage, we had organized for the first time, that is on the first until the 3rd of February, a 3 days, first ever, Om Mani Padme Hum retreat for universal peace, where participants gather to recite the 6-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, which is the heart mantra of Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, in Chinese, Kuan Yin. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Captain Ong and his wife, Sister Ming Ming, for taking great effort to organize this event. They had brought 6 Tibetan lamas to initiate and to conduct this very auspicious chanting session. Beloved Swami, I'm pleased to inform that in this retreat, we have collectively chanted a total of 1,736,617 Om Mani Padme Hum. Brothers and sisters, I hope that participants who have participated in this retreat will take back this chanting practice to their respective centers and incorporate the chanting of Om Mani Padme Hum as part of their bhajans, as well as the very melodious Buddhist chanting that all of you have heard just now. Swami have always emphasized and always remind us that this physical body of ours is the most precious gift that God has given to us. We must maintain this physical body of ours in good health to help us to cross the ocean of samsara. I'm pleased to inform that as part of this pilgrimage, we have organized something called a cane rejuvenation exercise, as well as a workshop called the Origin Point Therapy Workshop. Indeed, maintaining health and physical wellness is part of our Chinese culture and tradition. If you go to any park in the morning, you will see Chinese practicing Qigong, Tai Chi. And for the first time, you know, we gather, well, many devotees came, you know, in front of block N7, and the crowd was so big that we have to move to block N6, where there's bigger space, you know, where we practice the cane rejuvenation exercise, where this exercise helps us to keep our body fit and in good health. And in the Origin Point Therapy workshop, we impart some knowledge on how we can always make ourselves healthy. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the strong support from our Indonesian Sai brothers and our Singapore brothers and sisters who have helped us to organize this Chinese New Year pilgrimage and this event here today. With these words, I'd like to welcome all of you here to today's Chinese New Year celebration. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve all of you. May Swami shower His choicest blessings on all of you. Brothers and sisters, last but not least, it is my duty to introduce the next speaker, Mr. Puak Krishnaputra from Medan, Indonesia. Mr. Puak celebrated his 80th birthday last year, and normally it's our tradition culture to address elderly people as uncle. So I will from now on address him as Uncle Puak. Uncle Puak is a very prominent figure in the Buddhist community in Indonesia. He has been ordained with the religious title of Maha Upasaka, meaning venerable, but the chief monk of the Indonesia Buddhist Sangha, for his invaluable contribution in getting the government of Indonesia to recognize the Buddhist community in Indonesia. Currently, Uncle Puak is the chairman to the advisory council of the Buddhayana Buddhist Youth Indonesia. Uncle Puak is also a member to the board of advisors of the Buddhayana Buddhist Central Council for the whole of Indonesia. Uncle Puak is also one of the pioneer and founder of the Sai movement in Indonesia, having set up the Prashanti Griya Sai Center in Medan, Kumara Shanti Sai Center, as well as the Sai Ganesh Sai Center. He's currently the advisor for the Sai Council of Indonesia. Uncle Puat has also many outstanding achievements. He had built the Vihara Borobudur Temple in Medan, which is a very big Buddhist temple. And currently, they are expanding this temple into a major 8-story temple, which will be completed in the year 2015. Uncle Puat is one of the founders, and to help to build the Katasum Schools in Medan, Indonesia, which has more than 3,500 students. And these students, they practice Satya Sai EHV. Uncle Puat is also the founder of the Nanyang Modern Indonesian School, which has some 500 students, and this school study, they run on the Satya Sai EHV. And Uncle Puat has also set up the Sai Prema Orphanage in Medan. With these words, may I welcome Uncle Puat, who will speak on the topic of Kuan Yin. Thank you, Jay Sairong.
Humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Brothers and sisters, it was in 1961 when I visited a small Buddhist temple in Medan, a city on the island of Sumatra. In that temple, there were about 10 ladies who were chanting some Buddhist mantras. Such a melodious and solemn chanting of bhakti coming from their hearts, something which I have never heard before. And yet it brought tears in my eyes, while fills my heart with peace. This experience also transported me into a higher realm of beauty and love, something that I have never experienced before. Sometimes later, I came to understand that the ladies were chanting the Kuan Yin Ching. And that was the first time in this incarnation I have a heart contact with Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy. In that same year, I became a Buddhist and continued my learning about Buddhism through the theosophical books. 2 years later, on the 24th of December 1963, Mahabhikshu Asenji Naragita, Mahapandita D. Kumarasamy, Brother Suchitakase, and myself founded the Vihara Borobudur Foundation. And in 1975, I was selected to be its chairman. During this period, the foundation was poorly in financial, and I still did not have enough experience on how to manage it properly. I used to cry in my prayer and shout in my heart, "Mother Kuan Yin, lead me, Mother. Point me to the right direction where I should go." So she would guide and give me direction to develop this small temple into a vihar which can serve mankind. In the year 1980, I had a strong yearning to go to India to follow the footsteps of Lord Buddha Gautama, Sakyamuni. So in July that year, accompanied by Brother Mohan Leo, I flew to India There we visited all the holy Buddhist sites, such as Kapilavastu, the location of the ruins of the kingdom of King Suddhodana, the father of Prince Siddhartha. Lumbini in Nepal, the birthplace of Prince Siddhartha. And Bodh Gaya, the place where Prince Siddhartha attained enlightenment, Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, and became a Buddha. In the main temple of Bodh Gaya, I saw a statue of Avalokiteshvara as a male deity. This version of Avalokiteshvara appeared strange to me and made me to want to deepen my knowledge about Avalokiteshvara, whom I used to call Mother Kuan Yin in my prayers. During this same trip, after visiting all the Buddhist sites in North India and Nepal, and through a chain of events, our good karma has brought us to Bangalore and allowed us to do Pada Namaskara at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who also gave us the confirmation on the 16th of August 1980 that my longing to build a Kuan Yin pagoda in Medan will be fulfilled. The pagoda was completed 2 years later in 1982 and inaugurated by the governor of North Sumatra. My yearning to further understand about Kuan Yin eventually brought me to the library of the Theosophical Society in Medan. And it is there where I found a book written by Madame H.P. Blavatsky, the founder of the Theosophical Society, named The Secret Doctrine. In that book, I read an article about Avalokiteshvara. There it is said that Avalokiteshvara has a male aspect and a female aspect. The male aspect is called Kuan Si Yin or Kuan Sei Yin, while the female aspect is called of Avalokiteshvara is called Kuan Yin in China. In Tibet, they call it Tenrasi, and in Japan, Kwannon. All of which are referring to the one and same deity, the goddess of mercy, as known to the northern Buddhist schools in these countries. My interest in Avalokiteshvara has also brought me to a rather peculiar yet almost obvious discovery. And within the very word of the Buddhist deity named Avalokiteshvara also contains a word for a Hindu deity named Eshvara or God. The Veda has described Eshvara as Atma, and it has also proclaimed the identity of the heart with Eshvara. In turn, I suppose, it is almost of no surprise when I learned that Kuan Yin, the female aspect of Avalokiteshvara, is also known as the divine voice of the heart. Avalokiteshvara, which male aspect is Kuan Si Yin and the female aspect Kuan Yin, is also known as the patron deities of the Buddhist ascetics and the yogis of Tibet. It is also seen as the god of chastity, the divine voice of the soul, and is also referred as the Lord that is seen. This essentially means the divine self perceived by the human self. This beautiful and magnificent moment, which means to take place just before the merging of our human self into the Atman sea, is known as the melodious Vak Sakti Om Mani Padme Hum. Sir Edwin Arnold, a writer and poet, once described this very beauty in a poem at the end of his book, Light of Asia, which excerpt goes as follows. The Buddha died, the great Tathagata. Even as a man, amongst men, fulfilling all, and how a thousand lakhs since then have trod the path with least whither he went into Nirvana, where silence lives. Ah, blessed Lord, ah, high deliverer, forgive this feeble script which do thee wrong. Measuring with little with the lofty love, O lover, brother, guide, lamb of the law, I take my refuge in thy name and thee. I take my refuge in the law of good. I take my refuge in the order Om. The dew drops is on the lotus. Rise, great sun, and lift my leaf and mix me with the wave. Om Mani Padme Hum. The sunrise comes, the dewdrop slips into the shining sea. Happy Chinese New Year. Jai Sai Ram.
The first song is a Sabra Dharma prayer or hymn which is dedicated to our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba and his many forms. This song praises the many names of the Lord as Swami has taught us, and I quote, I do not appreciate in the least the distinction between the varied appearances of God. Sai, Rama, Krishna, Christ, Nanak, Buddha, and other God forms. Continue your worship of your chosen God along the lines already familiar to you. Then you will find that you are coming nearer and nearer to me, for all names are mine and all forms are mine. Om Sai Ram.
Bhagavato Arahato Sangma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sangma Sambuddhasa
You have come time and time again as Rama, Krishna, and Buddha, and prophets have come, Jesus, Muhammad, and Guru Nanak, to bring peace, truth, and righteousness to this world.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara.
Human form, so that you could walk amongst us. Though you have left your physical form, it brings us endless peace and joy to know you will always reside in our hearts forevermore.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Sri Sairam. Our second item is a medley of two songs dedicated to Goddess Green Tara and to the Sanskrit mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. Goddess Tara is regarded as a bodhisattva of compassion and action and the female aspect of Avalokiteshvara. Goddess Tara embodies the qualities of the feminine principle and is also known as the Mother of Mercy and Compassion. In Om Mani Padme Hum Mantra, Mani means jewel or bead, and Padme means the lotus flower. Om Sai Ram.
Chantani of Goddess Krimtada.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Goddess Krimtada. Chantani of Goddess Krimtada.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re.
Grintara.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Chant the name of Goddess Grintara.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Goddess Grintara. Chant the name of Goddess Krintara.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Chant the name of Goddess Grintara.
Chant the name of Goddess Grintara.
Chant the name of Goddess Grintara.
She's the very drop of tear of Chandrasi.
She's the very drop of tear of Chandrasi.
Out of love and compassion for mankind.
Tu re soha,
tu re soha.
tare tu re soha.
Tare tu tare tu re soha.
Om tare tu re soha.
年就一同一天，
家家户户过新年，大街小巷天天在炮竹响连天，几个咚咚锵咚锵，炮竹响连天，几个咚咚锵咚锵，炮竹响连天。真欢喜，换上新鞋穿新衣，从头到脚打扮好，去拜山地拜年，七个隆咚锵咚锵，去拜山地拜年，七个隆咚锵咚锵，去拜山地拜年。Brothers, sisters, all dressed up, singing all these songs of love.On this happy Chinese New Year, peace and love and joy. Om Sai Ram Sai Ram, Swami bless us all. Om Sai Ram Sai Ram, Swami bless us all. On the first day of Chinese New Year, celebrations everywhere. Fireworks spreading up the sky, all are having fun.七个隆咚锵咚锵 ，All are having fun。七个隆咚锵咚锵 ，All are having fun。On this day of festive moments, we are here to celebrate. Joyful, happy Chinese New Year, Swami bless us all. Om Sai Ram Sai Ram, Swami bless us all.Swami bless us all. Happy New Year to us all.May the good Lord bless us all. Happy New Year to us all. 恭喜恭喜恭喜你 Happy New Year to us all. May the good Lord bless us all. Happy New Year to us all.
恭喜你
Om Sai Ram.
恭喜你
Om Sai Ram.
May the good Lord bless us all. Happy New Year to us all.恭喜恭喜恭喜你！恭喜恭喜恭喜你！恭喜恭喜恭喜你！恭喜恭喜恭喜你！
我们相聚在大地，庆祝花儿喜年，祝你新年。
On this Chinese New Year Day, wishing everyone here,
恭喜你
Om Sai Ram,
恭喜你
Om Sai Ram,
Swami guide us every day, love us all that is all, 恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
నగభూషణ పరమదయాలో సాంబసదా జటాదర సత్య సాయి బాబా సాయి బాబా సాంబ సదాశివ శివతాండవ ప్రియకర నటరాజ నటరాజ సదాశివ సదాశివ శంభో శంకర తాండవ ప్రియకర శంభో శంకర తాండవ ప్రియకర గంగ జటాధర గౌరీ మనోహర జటాధర గౌరీ మనోహర
快乐。
Remind me, my Lord.
Remind me, my Lord.
Remind me, my Lord.
Remind me, my Lord.
Remind me, my Lord. Who
remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Remind me, my Lord,
remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am. Remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Ananda Swarupa, he prema Swarupa.
Remind me, my Lord, who I am.
I'm true, I be divine.
prema swarupa, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Ananda swarupa, prema swarupa, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Ananda.
சரணம் தேவா,
போலே பாபா மகாதேவா,
you know. जय साई बाबा जी की।